we enter early spring, the sun starts following a more northerly course across our western slope skies, and daylight hours lengthen rapidly. For the next 2 weeks, the early evening sky is free of moonlight and quite dark, allowing us to see the stars and constellations of springtime. Our old friend from winter, the constellation Orion, with its bright stars Betelgeuse and Rigel, now lies in the southwest at dusk. The next 2 weeks will be our last chance to see Orion in a dark evening sky until next winter, because Orion will soon become lost in evening twilight. The planet Jupiter is the brightest object in the sky at dusk, standing high in the west, north of Orion. Jupiter sinks lower in the west each evening, but the giant planet will still be visible until the end of May. After that, it will appear too near the sun to view safely. Don't confuse the brilliant planet Jupiter with slightly less bright Sirius, the brightest star in the sky, located just east and south of Orion. Jupiter usually shines with a steady light and does not appear to twinkle. Sirius, however, may twinkle furiously, sometimes displaying a range of colors as its light is refracted through our turbulent atmosphere. Comet Pan-STARRS, which was immersed in evening twilight during early March, is now located in darker skies as it moves rapidly northward while receding from the sun and fading. Using binoculars, try looking just above the northwest horizon at about 8:30 p.m. on the evenings of April 4th and April 5th. You may see Comet Pan-STARRS just to the right of the Great Andromeda Galaxy. Both the galaxy and the comet will appear as fuzzy patches of light, but the comet may still have a tail that points in the direction opposite the just-set sun. You've been listening to Western Slope Skies, produced by members of the Black Canyon Astronomical Society. I'm Art Trevina.